And so, the weary traveller set off on his journey to this sacred place to retrieve an artifact. Even he himself did not truly know what he was getting himself into, but he had no choice. And a part of him longed to see that lady again, the way she was tantalizing, alluring, euphoric. He couldn't get enough of her. The way she made him feel. The way she made him do things he never thought was imaginable. He'd done exactly what was instructed. He rode his horse about half a day south, and there he was, at his destination. He arrived in an old part of town, a part of town that people only whispered about, where grounds were so old and so ancient that even the grass between the panels on the floor seemed to whisper stories about what went on years ago. He got off of his horse, tying a rope around the tree and leaving it some water to drink from. The building he needed to go to on his map was located about 20 clicks north. It was an old church, but not quite the Christian type, or the pagan, or anything modern religion could explain. It is what seemed like an old altar, a church made from stone that was so black it could be obsidian. He didn't know whether it was the weather, or the wind, or the rain that made the stones look so black, so dark, that even shadows got lost within them. He approached a large wooden door, which had big steel handles, and knocked twice. He don't know why he knocked, but he just felt it would be polite. He was walking on sacred ground, even more old and sacred than the ground he once stepped upon where his lover seduced and entranced him. "Hi, sweet boy, and what has made you step into my lair? Please, give me your most brutal and honest answer. I am well endowed and looking for a toy to play with." "No, sweetheart. Don't listen to her. Come to mommy. I'm just a little witch that needs a little succulent, tasty man to play with." "Don't listen to any of them. You are in such danger here, and if you don't find a way out of this little maze, little mouse, I'm afraid you are only going to be the feed of 100 hungry teeth." "What? Do I scare you? Good. You should be scared. You are in a place that no mere mortal should ever be. Now tell me, what is it you seek? What is it you want? Who has sent you to such a place?"
"Don't go so hard on him. He looks like he might have a heart attack, poor soul. Can I play with him a little, please?"
"No. We must find who sent him. This cannot be a coincidence."
You're no fun. I just want a little taste. Oh, you look so scrummy, I can almost feel the blood pumping under his skin."
"Oh, do be quiet, Annabelle. Not everything is here for you to fuck.
Honestly, he looks like he'd be better off in my lap, don't you think?"
"Shut up, Nancy. You don't get to get first dibs just because you're the tallest. I'm the sweetest tasting. Surely a man like that would want me."
"Both of you, be quiet. Do you not have a single brain cell shared amongst you? It is very clear that he is here for something. Something sacred. Perhaps. Perhaps even the thing that we've been dying to protect. State your name and your business. Otherwise your head will be ripped off and you shall be fed to my daughters.
You hear that? He might be our food. Oh, just thinking about playing with him is making me so excited I can barely contain myself.
What? You can't be serious. That old witch sent you here. Unbelievable. I can't believe she's still kicking. I can't believe it.
Now that is quite a predicament. I can't say I've seen her in... how long has it been? Maybe a century?
I thought she was dead. She was always a meanie. She never let me play with her food. I don't like her. Are you hers? Has she played with you yet?
Now, tell me what exactly it is you're here for. Depending on what it is, I might be allowed to help you out. For a cost, of course.
Now, I do like where this is going. And what shall that cost be, Mother Dearest? Are you going to let us have our fun with this little man thing?
Yes, yes, yes. I would love to have some fun with the man thing, please. Please, Mother. I've been good. Please?
Shut up, both of you. You are not my only two daughters. There are plenty of mouths to feed in here, but you two just happen to be the most annoying, loudest ones.
Fine.
What? You're here for the sacred relic. Now what on earth could that old witch want with that?
I suppose it is about time that we swapped owners. That thing's been causing quite the spiritual stir on my family.
You can't be serious. Letting her have that?
I don't agree with that, Mother. You know I don't. It's sacred, and although it's time for us to hand it on to another family, I don't think it should be her, out of everyone.
I don't think so either. She's a meanie. Like what Nancy said.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, Mother.
It's not either of yours choice. I am the eldest. I am the one that runs this household, and you two shall fall in line and obey. Unless you want some of your other daughters taking your place. I have a lot of other daughters roaming in the shadows who would like to have fun with this little man thing here, so I suggest you both behave.
Yeah, fine, Mother. I will. But only if I get first dibs on him.
He needs to prove himself worthy of even touching the relic. I doubt she's even broken him in yet.
Break him in? Oh, don't tell me. Does that mean we get to taste over and over again? Oh, God, yes. Oh, I don't think he's gonna handle it. I think he might break. Just the thought of him breaking on my pussy is making me go crazy.
Annabelle, get a fucking hold of yourself. This is serious. The ancient relic isn't something we can just pass up. We need to be sure that he is worthy, even if it's going to someone that we might not agree with. Do you understand?
Yes, Mother. I'm sorry.
Good. And that goes for you as well, Nancy.
Yes, Mother. I understand.
So, if the ancient relic is what you truly seek, there are a few things you must do to obtain it. My daughter's here. Annabelle. Nancy. Both of them will test your innermost... How should I word it? Both of them will see if you are truly worthy. You need a certain amount of stamina and resolve to be able to hold it. Those who don't, I'm afraid, will perish. Do you know what you're getting yourself into? Did she tell you? No. Of course she didn't. I suppose if she's already broke you in, she must think that you are capable of withstanding what is about to happen to you. Don't look so frightened. I assure you, you seem like the type to enjoy it. Who knows? I'll watch, but if I feel like getting involved, I will. Nancy and Annabelle, they're not my actual daughters. It is the name of their rank in my house. It is how ancient times always formed their structures of power. Father being the highest, mother being the weakest of the second command, and the children always being the subordinates. It was used for a long time, and it just so happens that it remains to be the family structure in modern times. So, sweet thing, shall we get started? I'm afraid I won't be able to go soft. Is that okay? Look at him. Of course it's fine. He already knows exactly what he's getting into. Don't you, man thing? So, don't mind if I just push you down on this couch right here? Do you have any idea how much I've waited for someone like you to walk in? Huh? It's been quite a while, I will admit. So, do you want to take off your shirt or shall I do it for you? Let me, please. I can take it off with my teeth. And I can take these pants off with my teeth too. So impatient. I'm afraid you're just gonna have to deal with her and deal with me at the same time. Do you know what us witches do, sweetheart? You see, we have a body shaped to however the hell we want. And I don't need to tell you, but we are quite well endowed. We have vaginas and also cocks. Do you mind? I can turn it back into just a pussy if you'd like. But it's completely up to you. What's your choice? This is the only time you'll get one, might I add. He's already grown so big in his boxers. My tongue is already salivating at the thought. Let's get these boxes off too. Look at it. Look at it, Nancy. Oh, it's so big. You are quite right indeed. Now, while she pleasures you downstairs, I'm gonna take a seat on that face of yours. Is that okay with you, sweetheart? Use your tongue. Don't be shy. Oh, that feels good. Your tongue is so warm. I wasn't expecting... feel that good. Let me pin your wrist above your head so I can fuck this cute face of yours. While she's doing that, I'm gonna get a taste. Mm-hmm.
It's so good. Oh. I wasn't expecting you to taste so good. You don't mind if I put a finger inside, right? You know, to loosen you up a bit. No? It's okay, I'll take that as a yes, because you can't talk right now. That's it, son of L. Just use him however you want. Oh, yes. Feel me fuck your face harder. Oh, yes. That feels good, man thing. You're so talented with that tongue. Look at you trying to get out from under my grasp, but every time you do, I just push my pussy deeper on that face of yours. There we go. Just one finger. You're clenching so tightly around it. Oh, God, you feel so good. But don't worry. As soon as I stretch you out, I'm gonna use my mouth again. Take two fingers from me, man thing. I haven't seen them enjoy themselves this much for a long time. Mother's very impressed. My two daughters, you're barely giving this man time to think. I'm sure all he can do is feel exactly what's happening to him. So tell me, while he's laid there helpless, while you're fucking his face and you're sucking his cock and stretching out his hole. No. I'm getting a little jealous. Maybe I should fuck him while you two are doing your thing. Are you gonna get involved, Mother? I've opened him up quite a bit, so you should be able to put your cock straight in. Oh, yes. I think we should really break this man thing. So why don't you come over and get involved? There's room for all of us on this body of his. Don't mind if I do. Now, let me open his legs up just a little bit more. Can you feel the tip of me prising your tight hole open? Can you feel the pain of me stretching you? Look at you, you're groaning out. But your spit is going all down your chin from where she's fucking your face like that. Annabelle, deep throat him now. Don't give him a chance to feel any pain. I'm going to slide myself right in. Oh, God, yes, so good. Yes, take it, brat. Take every inch. Oh, you feel good. Now your body. body is jerking up and down from every thrust, making your tongue push against my clit even more. Oh God, Matthew, you're gonna make me come soon. I don't think I can handle much more of it. I'm gonna come in your mouth, and there's gonna be a lot. So make sure you swallow every fucking drop. Yes, take it, baby. Take it, you little slut. He's coming. So much. Mother, look what you're doing to him. I know. You feel so good. You like that, don't you? I'm surprised withholding this much while I'm fucking you like this. It's okay, baby. I know you've already come, but you're just gonna have to take it. Deeper. Feel every inch inside of your tight hole. What are we gonna do now? How about I use my special antidote on you to get that cock nice and hard again? And while mother fucks you, you're gonna fuck me too, okay? I'm gonna ride your cock. Now, get it nice and hard for me again. That's it. Oh, you're swelling up so good. Oh, yes. Now let me just... You're so big. I'm really tightening on you. I can't even speak. That's it, Nancy. You take it so well. Now that mouth of yours is unoccupied, how about you come kiss me a little bit, mad thing? I kinda wanna taste the juices. Shit, that tastes even better than I thought. Yes. I think I might come soon. Oh God, the way you're fucking tightening around me. I don't think I can last. Annabelle, ride him harder as I come inside him. I want him to lose his fucking mind, you understand? Yes, mother. Yes, I can feel him tense again. He's gonna come. That's it. Give it to me. Give it. Coming. thing. You're really biting down on my lip. Fuck. Oh, God, you really went me in for it, huh? I didn't think you'd be so impressionable, I'll be honest.
So, it turns out you are just a little bit worthy by the looks of things. I'll be honest, we've been trying to get rid of that damn relic for a while now. Like I said, it's been causing all sorts of trouble. It's a type of relic that can't stay in one place for too long. Bad energy and whatnot. So, I will give it to you. But be wary of her. I don't know what she intends to do with it. But I do know she was an outcast. Shunned by witches like us. So be careful. And keep your wits about you. I know I say that after fucking your brains out. But there are good witches in the world. And there are bad ones too. But a lot of us do happen to be sexual deviants. We can't help that. Especially when it comes to men that look the way you do.
Yeah. Mother's right. You are sure fun to play with. Can't you stay longer? I've only just kind of gotten started. I wanted to play with you over and over and over again. You and me both. That was quite a ride. Can't say I'm done yet, though. Now, we've shown him once. If he wants to stay, it's his choice. We're not the type to keep people captive beyond their will. Remember that. Don't let her do anything you don't want to do. Make sure whatever you do is in your choice. And if you ever find yourself in trouble, you find your way back to us. We could make a good little house elf out of you. That's for sure.
Fine. But you'll visit, right? I mean, if you enjoyed what just happened, we could do that as long as you want, as much as you want. I'll go easy next time. And maybe it could just be you and me if you get a little greedy. I get a little greedy sometimes, and I thought about just you and me, you know, making love. Oh God, Annabelle, you really are the romantic. I won't say I'll miss you. But I'd definitely fuck you again if you were to come back. Not bad, man thing. Not bad. So, be on your way now. And if you speak to anyone that wants to know what's hidden behind the doors of this place, you'll do well to shut your mouth about it. We have an invisibility spell in this place. We only allow people to see us that we wish to see. And that is all. I guess we'll see you soon. Take care on your journey. And remember, we are always here.
Bye. Bye, Mad Thing. I'll miss you. Please come back.
God, you're so pathetic. Huh. See you later, handsome. Come back if you want some more of me. Yeah.